This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Born on June 29, 1941 in Trinidad and Tobago, Stokely Carmichael exploded on the scene in the late 1960s, introducing the larger world to the term and concept Black Power. In 1952, Stokely Carmichael joined his parents Adolphus and Mabel Carmichael in Harlem, New York, after they immigrated to the United States, and in 1954, he himself would become a naturalized citizen. He graduated from the elite Bronx High School of Science in 1960 and then entered Howard University in D.C., studying philosophy. Galvanized by the energy of the sit-in demonstrations happening throughout the country, Carmichael joined the movement and became a freedom rider in 1961. While acting as a freedom rider, Carmichael would be arrested and sent to Parchman Prison in Mississippi, and would apply the tactics of nonviolence. After being released from prison, he would continue his work in organizing and mobilizing Black Americans for change, serving in major campaigns like Freedom Summer and the early movements of SNCC, or the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. In 1966, Carmichael would take a leadership role as chairman of SNCC after the tenure of John Lewis. The period was critical. Many of the organizers had grown weary of the movement and the United States political system at large, including Carmichael. But a radical ideology of Black Power would provide new hope to Black America and a new energy to the civil rights movement. In the summer of 1966, leaders from all major civil rights organizations would travel to Mississippi to continue a march called A Walk Against Fear, begun by James Meredith, a leader in the fight for school integration. Carmichael would be joined by titans of the movement, particularly Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Throughout the day of June 16, 1966, SNCC organizers had begun encouraging people to use the phrase Black Power. And that warm Mississippi evening, Carmichael yelled to the crowd, "We've been saying freedom for 6 years. What we are going to start saying is Black Power." A cadence of Black Power echoed through the crowd, eventually through the United States and around the world. But Black Power as a concept then had to be defined, and this would lead to the text Black Power, the Politics of Liberation in 1968, which he wrote with Charles V. Hamilton. Stokely Carmichael would continue building the concept of Black Power, traveling around the world and speaking to leaders in African, Asian, and South American countries. He would also become an outspoken critic of the war in Vietnam and actively participate in the anti-war demonstrations of the day. As an organizer, he would work on the Loudoun County Freedom Party in Alabama, helping mobilize Black Americans to register to vote, and even worked for a brief time with the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Paying homage to African leaders Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana and Sékou Touré of Guinea, Carmichael would rename himself Kwame Touré, a hero and critical figure in helping Black Americans see the beauty in themselves and translate that into political power. Kwame Ture's triumphant life would end in 1988 as he lost his battle with prostate cancer at the age of 57. Nevertheless, we celebrate the incredible life, legacy, and memory of the inspiring, the revolutionary, the liberating Kwame Ture, or Stokely Carmichael.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about the series online at KUAF.com/reflections-black.